How much worse can everything get? I had worked last night 3 to 11:30, and I'm off today from my other job that I do. And I found out that at my job, my manager that I had on had quit Friday. She walked out, basically got into another argument with another manager and said she couldn't do it no more, and she walked out. So now I'm managerless. And this manager that I had was the third manager I had since I've been up there. Because when I got hired in at my job, my manager was Dan. And he's the one that did my interview. And then he transferred over to the grocery department. So now he's in charge of grocery. And then I had this other manager, Carly, for a little bit. And Carly still works there, but now she's in GM. And then I had Shannon. And now Shannon's gone. Right now I'm completely managerless. I have no manager running the front end. But I might be putting a transfer order into a different Meijer because it's less drama. And the next closest Meijer to where I live is the one in Highland, Indiana, and that might be the one that I might be transferring to. They have a position open over there that I want, and I don't know if it's full time, but if it is, I will take it either way. And I think he said it was a door greeting position, which is one of the positions I wanted. And he said there's one over there that's open. And he says if you want it, he says just put in a word. So I let him know. I told this guy, and I messaged him on Facebook and told him, I said, okay, I'll take it as long as it's full time. And he has to talk to his manager, and he has to talk to his manager in that department over there because he's in charge of the security. And he, of course, every boss has a boss, and he has a boss, but he's asset protection. I think he's, like, asset protection, security stuff, I guess, same thing. So at least that's a good thing. And college basketball season started last week, so of course, my college team is 3-0 to start the season, but of course it's still early, and it's hard to tell whether they're going to do good or not. Also, in political news, Joe Biden broke his foot, or fractured his foot while walking his dog, so he's going to need to be in a walking boot for several weeks. And I hope everybody had enjoyed their Thanksgiving. I've been kind of hesitant to post any videos and record because my phone's been acting up, so I won't charge properly, so I'm going to have to go on Wednesday and get a new phone. I just got to pay off the remaining balance on the phone that I have before I can even get another one. They always tell you never talk politics on like what they call holidays. And me and a few of my family members broke that rule. On Thanksgiving Day, my uncle is a diehard Trump nutlicker, and he didn't like my response. He made a comment about Trump being a businessman, and then he didn't like my response when I said, yeah, failed one. What he fails to realize is that Trump had owned all these businesses that failed. Not necessarily filed for bankruptcy, but they failed in one way or another. Here, let me pull it up here, because there's like so many of them. And I am doing much better since my apartment complex caught fire. Now, my uncle is, he wants to basically, he's on his thing called, I want to move, because he doesn't like the fact that the apartment caught fire. But I said, but what do you do? Oh, here we go, I think it's this one here. Yep, here we go. Okay, well, even though this article was from a few years ago, it still needs to be talked about today. As debate moderators introduce every other candidate by their political credentials, like governor, senator, and what have not, Pumpkin Tits only, comes to us only as a businessman, so considering it's his one and only qualification for the squad, and say you think he'd be better at it, which he's not. Pumpkin Tits' purported lack of business acumen has been a major sticking point recently with Marco Rubio. May he rest in peace, even calling Pumpkin Tits out for his shoddy record. I mean, this is a guy that's taken not just an airline and a casino and bankrupted it, and also he tried to spin off his old vodka and nobody wanted any part of it. Pumpkin Tits' mortgage was a disaster. Pumpkin Tits University was a fraud. But Rubio's right. He's barely scratched the surface. Of course, everyone is familiar with the Orange Fuck Weasel's real estate failings, more generally known as Atlantic City, but it's also the business ventures where his recklessness really shines. Then the man licensed his name to hundreds of trademarks like the game show below that lasted a little over a year and incorporated countless businesses to be, but only a select few dozen were actually led by the hand. That were actually led by the hands of the Orange Fuck Weasel himself. And so to commemorate our country's imminent Pumpkin Tits rot downfall, we compiled every major non real estate related Pumpkin Tits disaster for business that out there that we can think of, because while we aim for completeness, we know the man has failed a lot. And if you know of anything we missed, please do let us know down below. And Orange Fuck Weasel, good luck with your not being built wall. First thing that he's failed on was a brand called Trump Steaks. The thing was only in business for a year. And what went wrong with this? The orange fuck weasel filed the trademark nearly 10 years ago, noting that it would be used for meat. Actually 10 years ago, it's like 13 years ago. He filed the trademark nearly, basically going from this 10 years ago, noting that it would be used for meat, meaning beef, veal, lamb, and pork, and the meat itself came from the Sysco owned Buckhead Beef, and presumably unsuccessfully attempting to sell the Pumpkin Tits brand meat on a custom steak-centric website, the Orange Fuck Weasel decided to work out an exclusive deal with where else but the Sharper Image. A bizarre pairing, sure, but the Sharper Image had nothing to lose from Think Progress. It says, Sharper Image CEO Jerry Levin described the licensing agreement as unique, noting that it lacked the kinds of things that he had seen in the traditional agreements like minimums, which would have required the Sharper Image to pay the Pumpkin Tits organization a set amount regardless of how many steaks they sold. As you would expect of anything worthy of bearing the Pumpkin Tits name, the steaks didn't come cheap. For instance, $1,000 would buy you 24 burgers, 16 steaks, and the dull pangs of regret. But for whatever reason, the wildly expensive steaks sold by a novelty electronics chain didn't fly off the shelves, or as Levin put it, the net of all that media attention was we literally sold almost no steaks. Levin said, if we sold $50,000 of steaks grand total, I'd be surprised. But how did they taste? According to one bureau, they were really greasy, have no flavor, and they were overpriced and just fucking gross. Another one was to go pumpkintits.com. It was a travel search engine. Basically, it would give you, like, luxury sites and stuff to go travel to. The thing was launched in 2006, and it only lasted for a year. What went wrong? Remember Orbitz, Expedia? What about Travelocity? GoPumpkinTits.com provided exactly the same service, but with significantly more Pumpkin Tits, i.e. pictures of his ugly-ass face, a delightful mustard gold grim, gold trim, and Pumpkin Tits pics, which highlighted the specific hotels and vacation packages that are considered his personal favorite. As Pumpkin Tits explained in the website's about section, I only put my name on the best, and gopumpkintits.com, you'll get the best information and the best online rate available. Unfortunately for the bastard, the best doesn't really mean much of anything when you're boasting about both private jets and cheap hotel deals. When the site launched, a financial analyst told the Washington Post that it seemed like a vanity site that won't make much money, and the guy was right. The site shut down a year later. Another one is Pumpkin Tits Airline, launched in 1989. Service rendered, it was for hourly flights between Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C., and the company was only in business for 4 years before it went out. This was another case of Pumpkin Tits attempting to turn a service that already existed into something a little more pumpkin titty, but this time, rather than build something entirely new, the Orange Fuckweasel purchased Eastern Airlines shuttle, which had been offering hourly flights on the East Coast since 1961 with moderate success, and that all changed with Pumpkin Tits' magic touch. The airline had succeeded largely because of its no-frills service. You didn't need a reservation ahead of time, and there was no seat arrangements, or no seat assignments, no check-ins, and no boarding passes. You'd show up and hop on a plane for a relatively cheap price. When Pumpkin Tits brought 17 of the company's Boeing 727s for $365 million in 1988, he added what they call a maple wood veneer to the floors, chrome seat belt latches, and gold-colored bathroom fixtures. Apparently, customers who appreciated the service's ease weren't into the over-the-top makeover. Alienated customers combined with the high fuel prices of the late 80s translated to the Orange Fuck Weasels Airlines never turning a profit. As the Times company explains, the high debt that forced Pumpkin Tits to default on his loans and ownership of the company was turned over to the creditors. The Pumpkin Tits shuttle ceased to exist in 1992 when it was merged into a new corporation and Shuttle Inc. No word on whether the gold-plated faucets ever survived the merger. Another one, Pumpkin, the Orange Fuck Weasel's Vodka, obviously, it was launched in 2006, it was a drink, which of course we know what vodka fucking is, the thing only lasted for 5 years before going out of business. After labeling the drink as the world's finest super premium vodka, and proudly quintuple, distilling it in Holland from select European wheat, the Orange Fuck Weasel was proudly telling anyone who listened that the TNTs, which means Pumpkin Tits and Tonic, were about to become the number one drink in the country. Obviously, that didn't happen. Pumpkin Tits was supposedly attempting to rival the Grey Goose for a spot in the nation's top shows. No one else seemed to have gotten that message, though. And the drink went out of production in 2011, no one ever touched the drink. So basically he started a vodka brand, and not one person drunk it in the 5 years that it was ever in business. Another one was a mortgage company. It was launched in 2006, and the business only lasted a year and a half. It was a residential commercial real estate financing, and what went wrong with this one? Even someone as deluded as Pumpkin Tits probably should have been able to predict this one. While the bubble hadn't quite burst yet, in 2006, market prices were already starting to fall, and a few months after that is when Pumpkin Tits Mortgage decided to make its debut, with Pumpkin Tits telling CNBC that it was a great time to start a mortgage company. And I've been hearing about this bubble for so many years from you and everybody else in your world, but I haven't seen it yet. I will let you know when I see it, because he's fucking retarded. A year and a half later... After failing to hit any of its financial targets, Pumpkin Tits apparently decided that he saw it coming, and Pumpkin Tits Mortgage shut down for good, although we ask him about it now. Pumpkin Tits caused the business a tiny deal that he never ultimately moved forward with, which is objectively untrue. Pumpkin Tits did move forward with the company, and it's just that no one wanted to follow through. Another one, Pumpkin Tits the Game, like a spin-off of Monopoly, basically. It was launched in 1989. It was a family fun, supposedly board game, but not to me, and years in business, it only lasted for a year, and what went wrong? In 1989, the orange fuck weasel decided that if people love Monopoly, surely they'll love what is essentially the same thing, but a pumpkin tits themed. He convinced Milton Bradley to release the game, assuring them that his face could move, that his ugly ass face could move about 2 million boards off the shelves in a year. His ugly ass face, of course, could not, and the game went out of production after a year. But for the pumpkin tits furious among us, you could still buy a lightly used version of the game for an appropriate $69 on Amazon. Then he tried to start his own magazine. That failed. Launched in 2007, the magazine only lasted for 2 years, and what went wrong? The magazine had launched in late 2007, just after his mortgage company was forced to shut its doors. Most people might see a failing market and just a failed business venture as a sign that maybe it's not a great time to start a print publication dependent on the general interest in luxury goods. But Pumpkin Tits, however, is not most people. He's retarded. So yeah, while the magazine saw early success, cashing in the booming advertising market for yachts and other high-end commodities, at least according to the closing press release, in actuality, it did not. As it turns out, people suffering from a major recession aren't too keen on looking at pictures of yachts or high-end commodities or anything that requires money, so who fucking knew? Another one was a scam university. It was launched in 2005, and it lasted for only 6 years. And what went wrong with the university? For a school that doesn't actually give you a sort of recognized degree, $35,000 is a fucking hell of a lot of money to spend on tuition, especially when that school, according to the lawsuit, four students filed against the business in 2010, consists of classes described as extended infomercials. It sells non-accredited products and takes advantage of these troubled economic times to prey on the consumer fear. Once the lawsuit hit, state education officials started hammering the school for operating under the name university, since it was never chartered as such and was operating as an illegal educational institution. So that same year, the Orange Fuck Weasel changed the name to the Orange Fuck Weasel Entrepreneur Initiative, and basically the college lasted for one more year before folding. And then he tried to start his own ice company. Launched in 2004, service rendered hydration, and it went out of business after a year. And what went wrong? In 2004, the Orange Fuck Weasel decided that people were crazy about the water available in his hotels and casinos, announcing that it was so good that people wanted to buy cases of it. Attempts to distribute it widely failed, and the water is once again relegated to Pumpkin Tits' own properties. The next one was the football team, the New Jersey Generals. Basically, the football team only lasted for 2 years before folding. But what went wrong? Since Pumpkin Tits couldn't buy an NFL team of his own, he settled on the next best thing. The short-lived United States Football League established to challenge the NFL. Realizing that he had a million other projects on his plate, though, Pumpkin Tits quickly sold the team only to buy them back again the very same year. But things only got worse from there. According to Business Insider, the team folded after only 2 years in existence, along with the entire United States Football League. People blamed Pumpkin Tits for the demise of not only the team, but the entire league. Allegedly, he was trying to pull the Generals into the NFL, and he made a poor investment decision in the process. But talking about the ordeal now. But Pumpkin Tits notes that he did something I rarely do with the United States Football League. He said he went into something that he knew that was not good, as rare as every single endeavor on this list. Another one was called Tour to Pumpkin Tits. It was launched in 1989, and it was a bike racing. It basically lasted for only 2 years and then folded. And what went wrong with this one? Keeping up with the theme of taking an iconic, widely successful established tradition and turning it into a fucking mess, Pumpkin Tits decided that he'd bring the Tour de France to us, just, you know, but make it more pumpkin tittier. When asked why he didn't go with something that made sense, like the Tour d'America, for instance, the Orange Fuck Weasel said that we could if we wanted to have a less successful race, if we wanted to downscale it. the first year, which sent writers from Albany to Atlantic City, and actually managed to bring in some big names, but unfortunately for Pumpkin Tits, he just didn't have the money to keep his name attached. And 2 years after starting the circuit, he was forced to sell his race to the DuPont Corporation, which then changed the name and removed every last trace of Pumpkin Tits. Pumpkin Tits on the Ocean. Basically, it was launched in 2012, and it was a catering hall and a restaurant, but it looks like a fucking big-ass house on the thing. And the reason why it was called Pumpkin Tits on the Ocean, because it faces the ocean. It only lasted for 3 months and then folded. And what went wrong? Located on the boardwalk in Jones Beach, Long Island, the gargantuan dining space totaled 80,000 square feet, with a 14,000 square foot basement, all of which sure looked great for the 4 months before Hurricane Sandy hit. According to this website called Eater, the state had actually shut down Pumpkin Tits' proposal for 4 separate times since 2006. Once the hurricane took down Pumpkin Tits, though, he agreed to kill his plan, much to the delight of the surrounding community, who never wanted that place there in the first place. He also tried to start his own network, which also failed. It launched in 2009. It was basically the type of website he launched with the vitamin pyramid scheme. Basically, it was only in business for 2 years before folding. Since the folding of Pumpkin Tits magazine, that proved that the people clearly didn't have money to spare. After the bubble burst, and Pumpkin Tits decided to change strategies. With the Pumpkin Tits network, Pumpkin Tits offered a get rich scheme quick. Centered around what else but nutritional supplements. The model discovered the difference between opportunity and success. The supplements, however, came from an Ideal Health Inc. with Pumpkin Tits, which Pumpkin Tits purchased in 2009. In addition to the supplements sold, Pumpkin Tits also offered the Prebo test, which the Pumpkin Tits site described as a scientific window into your personal biochemistry. A test that the Pumpkin Tits Network recommended to be repeated every 9 months for $100 a pop, which is considered to be outrageous even if the test actually worked. But as Dr. Stephen Barrett of health watchdog site QuackWatch noted, no single test can provide a rational basis for dietary supplemental recommendations. What's more is the company didn't even deliver on its promise scam. A FOIA by QuackWatch in 2004 turned up the following complaint, and an Ideal Health filed in 2001. This consumer states that she was working for this company trying to sell their dietary supplemental products. The consumer states that she paid the company $5,412 and 50 cents for promotional leads and marketing programs. The consumer states that the company never did the promotional leads and took the consumer's money, and they ran. Of course, that's Trump for you. And that's what Pumpkin Tits decided would be a great investment. Another one was called Pumpkin Tits Upped. Launched in 2004, it was a talk radio. It only lasted for 4 years. What went wrong with this? The Pumpkin Tits radio show was really just a 2-minute-long segment sponsored by Office Depot, and Pumpkin Tits talked about whatever came to his head, and nobody really wants to know what he's thinking anyway, because he's a fucking moron when he speaks. Pumpkin Tits, however, called it the biggest launch in radio history. BuzzFeed recently tried to secure audio of the Pumpkin Tits hours of archived programs, but couldn't nail anything down but the demo, so we may never actually know what Pumpkin Tits decided to share with the masses. And since absolutely nobody ever really tuned in, but by judging by the segment descriptions such as "No more Viagra for rapists" and "Stay out of the tabloids," and "For goodness sake, don't say hello to those little boys referring to Michael Jackson," it sounds like his stump speeches are the next best thing. Pumpkin Tits News Media. It was launched in 1998, but it was launched in 1998. It was almost launched in 1998, but it was supposed to be a video on demand and high speed internet service. But obviously, it never went into effect, and the business never took off. Eager to get into the next exciting thing of the world, of information heist of the information superhighway, Pumpkin Tits was apparently about to dip into his toes into the ISP world back in the summer of 1998, announcing that the newly formed Pumpkin Tits News Media would wire his 20,000 residential apartments with high speed $30 monthly access. And sure, Pumpkin Tits could have gone with something vaguely within his realm of expertise, but why break with his tradition? A local announcement at the time wrote that Pumpkin Tits hardly ever admits that he's hardly the man to head a new media firm. But I'll tell you what I know about it, absolutely nothing. He partnered with Freeling Communications to launch the firm, but after getting shut out by his more competent competition, the endeavor failed to ever take off. And that's the last thing. And then there's still other businesses that failed. But my uncle says that he was that Trump was a businessman. I just named off 14 businesses that failed. So what does that tell you? He's a failure. And this doesn't even mention about the 6 bankruptcies he had. One of the things I noticed that they didn't mention, but it also failed, was the Pumpkin Tits Casino. And I've always asked my uncle, I said, well, how the fuck do you bankrupt a goddamn casino? Casinos make fucking money hand over fist. And somehow Pumpkin Tits managed to bankrupt that. So Pumpkin Tits is not a successful businessman. He's a fucking failure. No matter how much these inbreeding rednecks that support him try to spin it. I might leave that open because I might do a YouTube video on that too, and basically let all the inbreeding rednecks that support him know that how much of a failure that this fucking guy is. But I go back to my other thing. According to what I was reading, though, also, it states that Biden is going to go with the cat instead of a dog. Or he might have a dog, I think, anyway, but he was talking about bringing a cat into the White House. So that might be the pet that he's going to have. And the only person to never have a pet in the White House was the squatter that's going to be leaving. So I guess we'll find out from there exactly. And that basically just shows you the personality that Pumpkin Tits has. Basically, he has an awful personality. And I'm pretty sure that any animal he brought into the White House would not want anything to do with him. And so, because since I go back to work tomorrow, I gotta let my, because I don't have a manager now, I gotta talk to my store director, and because usually it's supposed to be, usually when it comes to, switching departments, it's supposed to be like, you're supposed to talk to your manager, but since my manager is gone, next person to talk to would be, the store director, and he has to approve it. But I guess I'll talk to him tomorrow if he's there. But that's really about much to really talk about. There really isn't anything else to go on about. So that's about it there.